Good morning, it's just approaching 7 o'clock. We'll use this Audioboo account to just publish my general musings on sport. The test match continues in Gaul. It's the fourth day of Sri Lanka against England. England chasing 340 to win, and it's proving very difficult for them now. Their margin for error gets smaller and smaller all the time, with Kevin Peterson out to an irresponsible shot early in the day, and Ian Bell being given out on a contentious LBW, although the reverse sweep shot, premeditated sweep shot, I should say, is never a good shot to play. Jonathan Trott, who was dropped on 62, and Matt Prior are together now with England around about 152 for four, still chasing something like another 190 runs to win. Some England fans very disgruntled this morning after being charged to watch the test match from the fort and the ramparts that are outside the ground. This comes after they were charged what they thought was a very, very high, steep price to watch the match inside the ground, 10 times what the Sri Lankan Board of Cricket was charging the Australians when they travelled to the subcontinent 7 months ago. England's chase continues. In international cricket, or cricket from another country, earlier this morning, the Plunkett Shield in New Zealand was won by Northern Districts. In tennis, Rafael Nadal reached the quarterfinals of the Sony Ericsson Open in Miami after a three-set win over Joe Wilfried Tsonga. He'll play Andy Murray on Friday on 5 Live Sports Extra and Sky Sports. Later this morning, the Major League Baseball season continues. The second of the two-game series at the Tokyo Dome in Japan between the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's will be on the BBC Sport website with Simon Brotherton and Josh Chetwynd from 11 o'clock and on 5 Live Sports Extra at the conclusion of Test Match Special. Now, that might be over by 11, the way England are batting. And the AFL has the second match of its season in Australia later this morning. It is Carlton against Richmond, the match that is taking place. That is from 8:30 on the official AFL app from Telstra, and select the ABC radio stream for the best coverage of that.